You're listening to Rockers in Recovery Radio. If you'd like to find out more information, go to rockersinrecovery.com or Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Hey, hey, John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. Welcome to the show this afternoon. We got Dr. Harry Henshaw on, and of course we're going to be talking to Dr. Harry about why sober living. You know, it's a huge day when we can discuss recovery and get on the air and talk about those things and bring everything out of the darkness and into the light. Rockers in Recovery has been around since 2008, and of course we are a media company, and what we do here is we're dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery, education, information, and we do it through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community. We always look forward to having people on the show that can shed a light on a positive way to, of course, share information about addiction education. And I love the fact that today I get to sit here sober and clean and be a part and a member of society again. You know, lots of things take place. There's lots of people out there doing advocacy. There's lots of people out there doing education. And everybody together as a whole gets to be able to carry a message to be able to help maybe one person not die today. In the end, that's what this is all about. And Dr. Harry Henshaw has been doing this for many, many years. And one of the things that I appreciate about him is that he utilizes the music aspect of recovery. And he has been involved in the recovery community for many, many years. And he started out with an organization that I was affiliated with back in the day. And I watched him work endlessly and many hours a day at helping other people. Enhanced Music, enhancedhealing.com. Check that out. He does some music therapy that is incredible. And if you go to Rockers in Recovery on Facebook today, we have actually some of his stuff listed there that you can go and listen to and check it out, meditation music. And he also works with a good friend of ours called, his name is Scott Armbruster. Scott Armbruster is a guy that created the Sound Pillow, and they put together, him and Harry worked together on the Sound Pillow, and were able to utilize it to help people that were suffering from addiction and maybe cravings and other things. And when we talk with Harry, we'll talk about that. And you know, one of the things I also want to mention at this point is that we have a festival coming up. It's the Wilkes-Barre PA Love of Recovery Music Festival. It's September 9th. If you go to rockersinrecovery.com, you can find out more information about that. We look forward to being up there, and of course, we got the Shores going with us. We have, of course, Dr. Nick Colangelo from Clearbrook Treatment Centers, who is up there in Wilkes-Barre. They're going to be sponsoring it. And we have Atlantic Biotech, Debbie, and Jim McCormick, and all those folks at Atlantic Biotech. They're a part of it. We appreciate everybody that supports the effort and, you know, makes a recovery possible for the shows. And you know, we have Rockers and Recovery Cafes is taking part of it, and Amethyst Recovery Center. There's a bunch of folks that are already involved. We thank them for supporting it and making it happen. And again, that's September the 9th, and that's 2017, and that is right up there in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And of course, when Dr. Harry gets on the phone here, we're waiting on his call right now. When he gets on with us, we will be, of course, talking more about his information and how music therapy works. But most importantly, what is the, you know, how is the fact that, you know, sober living, and how does that work in conjunction with a follow-through on aftercare? You know, why sober living? And, you know, he's going to answer those questions. And we will have him on shortly. The other thing that I wanted to discuss with you, too, is that if you can go to rockersinrecovery.com and click on the radio tab, you can listen to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week streaming. You can also go to rockersandrecovery.com and click on Facebook Live, and you'll be able to see some of the Facebook Live shows we're doing. And they're really, really cool, because what happens is we literally have a place that we set up with a full stage, full sound, everything is there, and a couple of couches. We do some interviews, and then the musicians that we're interviewing get up and actually play a set. It could be anywhere from 20 minutes to 40 minutes of music live streaming on Facebook. We definitely appreciate the fact that we have a lot of people that, of course, support that. And the next one is Dan Carr. Dan Carr is going to be on with Joe Zepp. Joe Zepp is our guy that actually runs that department, and Joe's a great guy, Joe Antonelli. He's the host. So check it out. Go to rockersandrecovery.com, click on the radio tab, click on Facebook tab, Facebook Live tab, check out the events and the blogs and everything else that we're doing at rockersandrecovery.com. And Dr. Harry, good afternoon. Why sober living, Dr. Harry?
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, well, thanks.
We believe at Enhanced Healing Wellness Center, we believe a lot in sober living. When people are, especially when people are coming out of treatment, they have a tendency, they need the structure, the guidance, a curfew set, and just the structure and stability that good sober living can provide people. So that's actually one of the major reasons why we encourage the people that come to us for counseling to be in sober living, especially when they come out of treatment, a residential program, or even detox, a detox program.
You know, two words, relapse prevention, is one of the things that one of your recent blogs about why sober living. As a matter of fact, if you're on the page right now listening to the show, you can click on Read More, and there's the blog there. When you wrote that blog about why sober living, what were your feelings behind it? Was it really about the relapse prevention end of it?
Yeah, it's a lot about the prevention, but it's having a lot of people when they come out, you know, some will go get an apartment, or they'll go with some friends or something, and it's really if they're in a structured setting, they get the guidance of some sort of manager, somebody who can basically, give the structure of going to meetings, getting a sponsor, and also I think it makes a good conduit for continuing to stay. To stay in counseling.
Do you feel that the overall big picture is today is different than it was years ago when you started out in the approach that people are taking towards recovery?
I think it's a lot different. I think the whole climate of the industry has changed a great deal. And I think hence why sober living now, good sober living. People coming out, they need a lot of support. A lot don't get support. They have a tendency, like it says in the blog, about being isolated and boredom. Well, you start to create a sense of camaraderie, fellowship, if you will. And I think that stuff is invaluable. In the past, sober living was utilized, but I think today it's even more important. Just the number of people coming out of treatment and all the certification that's going on around sober living. Sober living is one aspect. We believe in the fellowship, people going to meetings, getting a sponsor, and I personally believe that people should stay in counseling for at least 9 months to a year. If you're in sober living, it gives you that transition to make it from treatment back into life, so to speak. where that you can live life on life's terms. You can work. I personally believe that a lot of the real work is done in outpatient, and good sober living is invaluable for people to make that transition. Because there's just a tendency for people to, you know, to relapse, to go back, unless they have the structure and the people around them to guide them. Sometimes it really gets down to being that simple. But the structure, the accountability, like it says on the blog.
Let's look at it from the point of view of the parent that might be out there, or the question of the guardian, or somebody that might be in somebody's life trying to help somebody. And they ask, and I'm sure you've heard it before, well, how long does this take?
Yeah.
You know, it's like baking a cake. They figure it's like baking a cake. You know what I mean? And it's not always that simple. And most importantly, everybody's an individual. So when you look at a time frame on this, what would you say to somebody that has that kind of question? Well, how long is it going to take?
Well, first of all, I would say that, you know, I would go along with you. There's no way you can tell a person. I mean, you could roughly use, people should stay in sober living, just in my opinion, somewhere between 6 months and a year. If they can do a year, that would be great. Going to meetings, having a job, you know, keeping themselves accountable, staying in therapy. We have found that people, when they do that, they tend to do infinitely better than just jumping out of treatment right into an apartment, or jumping into treatment into sober living. It's like you have different components, and you got to put them all. It's like, in a sense, it's like baking a really good cake. You got to have all the ingredients, and they all got to come together. You know, we believe in meetings, the sponsor, you know, working the 12 steps, sober living, and counseling. So it's like when you put all that stuff together and it works, it really works. But when you start taking ingredients out of the cake's not going to be as good. In fact, it may be horrible. But if you keep all those ingredients together, it works. And one of the most crucial aspects of all that, too, is family therapy. Family therapy, given all of this, especially with younger clients, is extremely important. But there has to be all of those ingredients for somebody to really have a shot at it. Because as you know, we're playing in the field now is different, especially for, you know, heroin and opiate users. Every day the word just gets worse. So, you're right. It is a different world, and so I don't know if any of that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that where you're coming from, in a structured environment, and you know, utilizing the, you know, detox process into the treatment process, and then a year of sober living after that, you're well over your, you know. That year process, you're more like, you know, 14 months now in some cases after treatment. So, you know, that gives you a hell of a foundation to move forward with your life. And I think, you know, even then you still want people, I mean, I'm not the professional here. So one of the things that I've heard is that you want to keep people in an active position up to a couple of years, coming back even after they're in their own home, going through, aftercare and all of that, and to keep them plugged into the recovery process and therapy for a couple of years.
Absolutely. In general, outpatient counseling, in my opinion, is where the real work is done. It's where the transformation begins. But we see ourselves as really also as a conduit into people continuing with the 12 steps, with the sponsor and the meeting. You know, as you're aware of, counseling has a more of a terminal nature as opposed to recovery and meetings and the whole structure of it. So we see ourselves as a way of helping people propel themselves into the program, into NA or AA, and actually do the work. We stress a lot of self-esteem, teaching people how to manage stress, everything they're going to need to do to move out into life and really play, do life well. But I think that, you know, the longevity of it is to really be found in people going to meetings, doing the sponsor. And our role is to help people to stay with that, to stay committed to it. When people follow those suggestions, we have people that stay in therapy for a year and they're doing great, but they're also in the program. They got sponsors. Sometimes they even start sponsoring people. So they continue the work. And that's really what it's all about. It's not like, okay, I've got a couple of months, I'm good to go, and don't have to do anything. That does not work. And that's a groundwork for, relapse. So, we believe that our job is to get people up, motivated, committed to going out and, being a part of the program. And sober living itself is such a crucial part to that. It's, I can't say enough for good sober living. So.
There you have it, folks. Why sober living? And we just talked to Dr. Harry Henshaw about that. Dr. Harry can be reached at 866-662-4337. You can also go to enhancedhealing.com. That's enhancedhealing.com. Check out the website. Check out their blog. You can also hit their contact information, and they can assist you. You can call. And they are located here in Miami, Florida, but they, of course, help people all over the country. So don't hesitate to call if you're in a situation you need an expert opinion. Call Dr. Harry at 866-662-4337. Dr. Harry, I want to thank you again, as always, for being on our show.
Thank you, John.
Being a part of Rockers in Recovery. And we look forward to seeing you shortly and being a part of some other things that we're doing. We look forward to it.
Yep. Take care, John. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Doctor. Bye-bye. All right, guys. There you go. Dr. Harry, why sober living? Hope that was informational, information that can help you in your daily walk, maybe helping somebody else or helping yourself to make a decision to do what you need to do with your own recovery. All it really takes is a song by Paul Wilson and Friends. They collaborated together on this one. And Paul Wilson, here you go.
It all came down just like a slow motion crash. Can't remember the details. They all went by so fast. Now I know I made a few mistakes. I guess that's all it really takes. When the work slowed down and things began to slide, started drinking in the day, looking for a place to hide. I came home one night, found my bags outside the door. I guess she didn't want me there no more. I didn't realize how much my life changed on that day. I was watching my whole world slowly slip away. The will is strong until it breaks. I guess that's all it really takes. I did odd jobs and hung out down at the bar. Got wasted every night, sleeping out back in my car. I snapped it down late one night. My car was gone. I knew it was time for moving on. Days passed and I learned the way of the streets, where they'll cut you for a buck and take the shoes right off of your feet. But the others were just like me. We all had to live our fate. I guess that's all it really takes. I couldn't understand how I let it all slip away. I missed my old life, missed it more each day. The will is strong until it breaks. I guess that's all it really takes.
Weeks turned into months, but the booze just blurred the time. Panhandling on the corner with my Jesus loves you sign. Someone told me I could change. There were steps I could take. The idea made my soul just ache.
So I went to a meeting, told myself it was just to see. When I heard their stories, I knew they were just like me. I found a place where I felt safe, and that is what it really takes. I'm so glad I realized that I could change my way. Old places and people, I had to put them away. A few new friends and one good book, and that is what it really took. A few new friends and one good book. By the grace of God, it took.
There you go. That's Paul Wilson and Friends. And now we have going out with Jam Elker and Crows. You guys have a blessed day. Thanks for tuning in to Rockers and Recovery Radio.
Front of a church on a concrete step. No paper man rests his head. Sat down to catch his breath. Can't quite figure where it went. You start to circle, you follow the crow. Give a scent to the dogs and watch where they go. You could drain every drop of the lake, turn every stone, but you don't get the truth if you don't want to know. In the front of a church on a concrete step, open man cradles his head. Sat down to find his strength. Can't quite figure where it went. You start to circle, you follow the crows. Give a scent to the dogs and watch where they go. You could drink drain every drop of the lake, turn every stone. But you don't get the truth if you don't want to know. Are we living or just killing time? No need to avert your eyes when you're blind. The congregation wept, stained their Sunday beds. A broken man caved on the front steps, so they took the back door when they left. In the front of a church, on a concrete step, low-pay man tried to clear his head, sat down to review how his life was spent. Can't quite figure where it went. When you start to circle, you can follow the crows. Give a scent to the dogs and watch where they go. You can drain every drop of the lake, turn every stone. But you don't get the truth if you don't want to know. Are we living or just killing time? No need to avert your eyes when you're blind.